This is the WGXC Congressional Report. Stories about the New York 19 Congressional District from the past week and Representative John Faso and his Democratic counterpart Antonio Delgado and other candidates in the race to be the representative in New York's District 19. This week, the website 538.com says that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 90.2% of the time, up slightly from last week. 538.com currently predicts Faso has a 45.2% chance of winning re-election, and Democrat Antonio Delgado has a 54.8% chance of beating Faso in the November 6th election.
Woodstock radio station WDST 100.1 FM pulled the National Republican Congressional Committee ads bashing Democrat Antonio Delgado from its airwaves this week, calling the ads, and I quote, highly offensive and factually distorted, end quote. Delgado is trying to unseat Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in the November election. There are two NRCC anti-Delgado spots airing over and over on social media and local television and radio stations. They're more music criticism than political think pieces, focusing more on a hip-hop album Delgado released 12 years ago than on any of his political opinions, and have been called racist by some. Gary Chetkoff, WDST's president, wrote on Facebook September 20th, and I quote, while we try not to impose censorship restrictions and while we do support the free exchange of ideas, even those we do not support, we believe that these ads are highly offensive and factually distorted. Therefore, after extensive conversation with our FCC attorneys in order to understand our right not to run these political ads, we have decided to discontinue these advertisements, end quote. Political observers suggested the NRCC may complain to the Federal Communications Commission about the decision. The Daily Freeman is reporting a Rhinebeck resident is looking to have a decision overturned that gave independent 19th Congressional District candidate Diane Neal a spot on the ballot in November. Paperwork was filed September 21st on behalf of Rima Liscomb, a member of the Rhinebeck Democratic Committee and supporter of Neal's opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado. Liscomb is looking to reverse the decision by the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court that overturned a lower court ruling that Neal's nominating petitions lacked sufficient signatures. The appellate decision sided with Neal's argument that she was not properly served notice of the petition's deficiencies. Neal, Delgado, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield are all vying to unseat first-term Republican Congressman John Faso on November 6. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Spectrum Television Network will show live video of a debate between Republican incumbent John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado October 23rd from the Woodstock Playhouse. Capital Tonight's Liz Benjamin and Spectrum News Washington reporter Jivan Biddle will moderate the discussion between the 19th Congressional District candidates. In other campaign news, the Faso campaign is attempting to use one of their candidates' perceived weaknesses against his opponent. The Faso campaign is pointing out that the Delgado campaign has stopped doing television interviews. Joe Garrett, communications director for the Faso campaign, said, and I quote, the same week Antonio Delgado refused to debate in Delaware County, we received confirmation he is restricting the press's access to him while on the trail. Mr. Delgado continues to mislead voters, and his refusal to debate with each of the qualified candidates in Delaware County after trying to claim Congressman Faso is avoiding debates is hypocrisy in its purest form. The facts are Mr. Delgado is the one avoiding debates in addition to avoiding television reporters and their request to do interviews, end quote. Faso has agreed to an October 24th interview on WGXC, but has not held a single traditional town hall meeting like his predecessor, Republican Chris Gibson, and Democrat Scott Murphy in his entire term in office. Faso also does not announce public appearances, and his public schedule webpage has been blank for over 6 months. Delgado puts appearances on his events page at midnight before the events.
The registration deadline for voting in the general election is October 12th. Mail registration must be postmarked no later than October 12th and received by election officials no later than October 17th. Anyone honorably discharged from the U.S. military or who became a naturalized U.S. citizen after October 13th may register in person at the Board of Elections up until October 27th. This year's election is November 6th and includes congressional elections throughout the country, statewide races for governor, state senate, and assembly, and local contests.